In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, who were these mysterious figures who have appeared at the stable in Bethlehem? For one thing, they were certainly not kings, in spite of our opening carol. They were undoubtedly from the East, were wise men, magi, from which of course we get our word magic. They were magicians, astrologers who could read the signs in the stars. But coming to Jesus, we normally take to mean that they bowed down before him. They surrendered this strange learning of stars and the movement of planets and all the rest of it. They admitted their mistakes. This was leading them in the wrong path. And they worshipped the one true God as they knelt before the manger. Today, though, people still read horoscopes, go in for palm reading, tarot cards, and all that sort of thing, which is exactly what those wise men would have been into. A lot of people regard it as a harmless pastime and don't think much of it. Well, I can tell you the most bizarre funeral I ever took was of someone who had died. This was on the coast in mysterious circumstances, and parts of his body, and we won't inquire too closely how much, was later found several months later. He had been into occult, tarot cards, Ouija boards, and all the rest of it. And it was suggested strongly to me his death was not unconnected with that. So it's not as harmless as many people think. Not that it's much good either. I mean, if you read in your horoscope for the 22nd of December, old friendships will be renewed. It doesn't say very much for the astrologer's ability to make precise and accurate predictions. So as Christians then, we should not dismiss astrology, fortune telling and so on as something not to be taken seriously, because they represent a survival of sub-Christian belief or a religious faith that has degenerated into superstition. The English writer G.K. Chesterton once wrote, "When people stop believing in God, they do not believe in nothing, they believe anything." So let's just see what astrology has to say about the human race. It implies, first of all, that we as individuals are not free. You can't change your fate. We are trapped and governed by powerful external forces, our fate, the stars and planets and so on. Not only does it deny human freedom, it also denies human responsibility. Because after all, if you can't change anything about your fate, then it's not your fault, is it? You do away with responsibility, sin, and the need for repentance. And perhaps that's a convenient way out, an attraction for many people. And then ask ourselves, what sort of God does astrology portray? I mean, most people in this country say that they believe in God, but to many he is something way out there, something that controls everything. And as I said, this belief is sub-Christian. God portrayed as a puppet master, pulling the strings, or worse still, a distant figure, only concerned with the large scale, the movement of planets and stars. Who does not know or care about the consequences for individual people? God, if you like, portrayed rather like some First World War general who draws up battle plans on paper and then orders the men out, forgetting that this means real soldiers have to face real bullets. And all of this is far removed from God as he is portrayed in the Bible and shown to us by the life and teaching of Jesus. God, as we know him as Christians, is a God who cares about us. He is a God who is not deaf to our cries, or silent or distant when we are in distress. The babe in the manger shows us a God who is quite literally in the thick of it, in all the muck and smell and everything else. A God who is a God of love and justice, not some distant being who has started the whole thing up and then left it to run by itself. And we, the human race, Jesus taught us, we are not puppets or God's playthings like toy soldiers. He taught us that we are his Father's beloved children, for whom he will do anything, including being born, living in our midst, and dying. We are given, he teaches us, freedom and responsibility. The freedom to make mistakes, but also the responsibility to put things right wherever we can, and to ask his help to do so. So in laying their gifts at his feet, the wise men showed us that in Jesus we have the gold of true faith, the fragrance of God's love, the healing myrrh of his forgiveness. Amen.